Liz is joining us now with the international press. She's starting with a big investigation today. This is the American farm industry. It's been spying on animal rights activists, apparently.
That's right, Stuart. It's an investigation by Wired magazine that says that lobbyists working for the farm industry in the United States have led a campaign to surveil, discredit and suppress animal rights activists for nearly a decade. Wired magazine says that it consulted hundreds of emails and internal documents that showed the secretive and long-running collaboration between the FBI and the so-called Animal Agriculture Alliance. So basically, this is the alliance that represents farmers and ranchers across the United States.
So what did the alliance actually do then?
According to the magazine, people working for the alliance spied and served as informants for the FBI. They went undercover, for example, during meetings of activists and recorded what they said and sent the recordings to law enforcement. Wired says that the documents show the industry's mission and efforts to convince the authorities that activists are a bioterrorism threat to the United States and undermine their efforts. It's a long read with many exclusive interviews, Stuart.
We told you in the news about Elon Musk's comments about Donald Trump's big spending bill, but the papers are talking about it as well. Elon Musk's short-lived time in Trump's office. Continued coverage in the press.
That's right. Let's start with the Washington Post. An opinion piece here by Monica Hissey says that after this, I'm never thinking about Trump's favorite weird billionaire again. The title reads, "All the unforced errors of Elon Musk." The author also calls the billionaire himself a walking, breathing unforced error. It says that with his Tesla background and his so-called creative genius, Musk could have easily he had to do literally nothing to safeguard his reputation, but he decided to go into politics for some unknown reason, says the author, becoming a real jerk. The piece then criticizes basically Musk's whole existence, from his relationship with his trans daughter to his time as head of Dodge. It writes that Musk represents the most terrible personification of the Trump administration.
I suspect not all op-eds quite as critical, though.
No, and there's actually one opinion piece here in the New York Times that's quite interesting. The title reads, "How History Will Remember Elon Musk." An opinion piece calls Musk a visionary, saying that yes, indeed, he could be volatile and reckless, but those who dismiss him as an idiot haven't been paying close attention, according to the article. It says that his vision goes way beyond politics, and we shouldn't pay that much attention only on his political career, but we should pay attention on his idea of interstellar colonization. The paper writes that if he succeeds in this mission, his time in the White House will be, quote, just a minor detail in his story, and that's not at all how he will be remembered.
Let's come to France, this next story. The well-known porn sites have banned French users from accessing them. It's a protest, in fact, against France's new strict age verification requirements. They move beyond simply clicking a box, don't they?
Yes, and French daily Le Parisien writes that porn sites aren't bluffing here in the title. It says it calls the ban a poker move by the industry, and it cites Pornhub's parent company Halo that said that the new regulation is obliging adult sites to collect highly sensitive personal information from the users that want to watch videos there. And that's putting in danger their personal data and information. The company also argues that the regulation might push users to migrate to what it calls darker corners of the internet that don't even ask users to verify their age at all. We have here a different piece in right-wing Le Figaro that says that from the age of only 12 years old, more than half of all underage boys visit porn sites every month. The paper cites a study that calls porn exposure, that says that porn exposure remains massive, and it says that the number of young people visiting these sites has risen by 36%, Stuart.
Finally from Elitza, she's got another sex-related story. This time it's a central piece in one of Europe's biggest museums, though.
Yeah, there's a new item in their collection. It's this 200-year-old erotic condom, as the Times writes.
It's not a cigar, then. I thought it was a cigar.
It's not a cigar.
No, not a cigar. No.
It's actually a bit bigger. We can see here on this picture. It's quite big. So it will be on display at the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. And we can see here, if we zoom in, there's actually a nun and, for example, three priests. We aren't sure that's what people are thinking. We can see here three priests, and the nun is pointing at one of them, and here there's very little writing that says "voilà mon choix" or "here is my choice."
Okay.
In French,
right.
Yes. And the curator said that it was probably a souvenir from a French brothel and not an actual condom for use. And it says that it provides an insight into sexuality and prostitution in the 19th century.
Certainly provides an insight into something, doesn't it?
It does.
Lisa Kateva with the papers for us here on France 24.